Grace, greetings. Welcome. You are listening to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 2nd of August, and I'm your host, Paul White. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Yesterday, we gave sort of a contextual overview and my own personal history with this chapter. Today, we start the work of the verses, breaking down what's going on in the chapter. Let's start in verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law? Go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? This is a question, and I told you to watch for the questions. Paul seems to be appealing to their knowledge, not laying out in front of them new information, though he does put out some information coming up that seems pretty new, at least seems pretty unique in regards to judging the world and angels. But obviously, the Corinthian church, he's appealing to some form of knowledge, the knowledge that they are saints, the knowledge that they are righteous, the knowledge that they therefore ought to be living in a way that lives up to that, and he will go back to that repeatedly. What I like to point out in verse 1 is that when Paul compares what we might often call saints and sinners, that's a much less used term to the New Testament writers. We kind of, for some reason, we sort of gravitate to the phrase sinners, but I wish we would maybe gravitate to what Paul says. Would you go to the law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Look at how he compares the two. One is a saint, not in the Catholic sense of the word, where someone has performed some miracle and then has been sainted years after their death, but in the classic New Covenant sense of the word, where Paul calls members of the church saints. He does that repeatedly. The opposite side of the aisle is not sinner, though it's not incorrect, I don't guess, but it seems more appropriate to call them what Paul does, unrighteous. This is not a reference that there are some in the church that are unrighteous. No, because the comparison is the world and their judicial system. Verse 2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world, and if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have courts concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? So the context of the questions are, why would you go into the court system of the world to take care of these piddly, minor little issues you ought to be able to take care of yourself, which tells us that what Paul refers to when he refers to the people in that system of the world, he calls them unrighteous. That seems appropriate to me, because what is an unrighteous man? Is an unrighteous man someone who commits unrighteous acts? Well, not necessarily. Because Paul establishes righteousness as happening by faith in Christ, independent of the law. In fact, Romans 10, Paul says the law is the end for righteousness, or Jesus is the end of using the law for righteousness. So until Christ, people thought they could be declared righteous by keeping the law. They were wrong. That's Romans 9. Gentiles achieve righteousness because they accept it by faith. Jews miss it because they think they can do it by works. It tells me that man never was declared righteous because he worked. He was actually only ever declared righteous because he believed. But law got in the way of that, caused man to believe that if the law existed, it must exist so that he keeps it, so that he is righteous. When Paul refers to the unrighteous, then, he's not just talking about Jews that don't keep the law. He's talking about anyone who hasn't been declared righteous by faith. Righteousness is a faith act in Paul's gospel. Therefore, talking about saints versus sinners, it's more appropriate, really, to say saints versus unrighteous. You could say righteous versus unrighteous, not in a posture of fighting or warring, but in a posture of comparison. So what's the opposite of a saint? Maybe technically we could say a sinner, but the opposite of a saint is unrighteous. I think maybe we make a bigger deal sometime in the grace community, I know I have, of really trying to get people to not say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. We'll go, don't say that, you're not a sinner. We do know that Paul says it at one point. He doesn't make the phrase, I'm a sinner saved by grace, but he does refer to himself as, chiefest of sinners, though we know he's talking about himself in the past, he does seem to use it in the present tense. What you don't see Paul ever say is that he's unrighteous. He might perform sinful acts. He might even call himself the chiefest of sinners. Because I don't think for Paul's theology, I don't think it's the same thing to say I'm the chiefest of sinners or a sinner saved by grace and to say I'm unrighteous. Because to say I'm a sinner or the chiefest of sinners could be an admission that I still sin and that I think I'm probably pretty good at it, if the truth be told. But he never says I'm unrighteous, because that would be denying his standing in front of the Father. And I think that is worth at least this one podcast of you, of us thinking about what it means to look at the world as being full of unrighteous people. It's not that they're all good or all bad, and it's not that them being all good or all bad is what matters. It's that they have not accepted the righteousness of God that comes upon them through faith in Christ. So the failure in the world is not that they're not living good. Who cares if they're living good slash right? But that they haven't accepted the righteousness that comes through knowing Christ. And that's the biggest deal of all. So would you go before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you know that the saints will judge the world? Now, I want to lay out for you verses 2 and 3 today and give you the challenge to take a look at them over the next day, and then we'll get into some interpretations. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, you are unworthy to judge the smallest matters. Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Think about these two things. Paul says saints will judge the world and that they will judge angels. What does Paul mean? We're going to dig into some of the interpretations of that on the podcast for August 4th. I'll see you then. Or I'm sorry, on the podcast for August 3rd. That's tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.